Welcome to the Five Stone Podcast. This is BJ Stagner. I invite you to join us weekly as we focus on encouraging words and thoughts to improve your day, conquer your giants, and build your faith through the Word of God, all wrapped up in a 5 to 7 minute message. Hello, and thank you for joining us again on the Five Stones Podcast. I'm your host, BJ Stagner, and hope and pray that you're having a wonderful day today. The last time we met, guys, we were talking about the miracle in the natural that Jesus Christ revealed himself as creator. Jesus Christ made many bold claims, yet his actions reinforce his authority as the Son of God, just as our actions must reinforce our claims as being a Christian. Well, the second miracle that I want to look at today is the miracle with the maniac of Gadara. We're very familiar with this story. In verse 5, we find that Jesus and his disciples came over to the country of the Gadareans. That's in verse 1. And immediately we find that there was a man with an unclean spirit who came to him. And verse 2 says that when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. This was a man that was possessed with a multitude of devils. We find in verse 9 that he said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." But this man whose name was Legion, this man who was possessed, later on became a man who was purged. In verse 13, it says, "And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea." So we find that this man that was possessed with many devils became a man purged of those devils, resulted in him being a man of purpose, a man with purpose. In verse 18 of Mark chapter 5, it says, "And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and he hath had compassion on thee." This man with a purpose now became a man who published, a man who published. Verse 20 says, "And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel." I want you to think about this situation here just for a moment. We find a man who was literally without hope. Find a man who was someone's husband, potentially, someone's father, potentially, definitely someone's son, or someone's brother, someone's cousin, someone's neighbor. And yet he was possessed with these thousands upon thousands upon thousands of devils. We understand by his name being Legion, for we are many. There were a multitude, thousands of devils that he was possessed with who had ruined his life. He had sought hope and help from the world. But the Bible tells us in verses 4 through 6 in the very same chapter, because that he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. The only hope, the only help that this man was going to have was the man named Jesus Christ. So just like Jesus Christ rebuked the wind and the storms in Mark chapter 4, he performed a miracle in the natural to reveal himself as creator. We find with this possessed man named Legion of these thousands of devils that Jesus Christ performed a miracle in the spiritual to reveal himself as Savior. There was no one else who could nor would help this man. This was a man who was not in his right mind, but yet when they found him in his right mind, he was clothed and at the feet of Jesus. So Jesus Christ reveals himself as Savior by performing this miracle in the spiritual. And again, Jesus Christ made bold claims, yet his actions reinforce his authority as the Son of God. And my friend, I'm here to tell you today that no matter what troubling times you may be going through, no matter what struggle that you may have in your life right here, right now, Jesus Christ will perform a miracle in your life, in the spiritual, to reveal himself to you as Savior. We are sinners. We have sinned. We have broken and transgressed the law of God, and we need a Savior whose name is Jesus Christ. And he has revealed himself unto us through his holy and precious scripture. So this second miracle that we see today gives us the confidence. It gives us the blessedness today to understand clearly and faithfully and fully that Jesus Christ will perform the miracle in your life spiritually because He is the Savior. May the Lord richly and wonderfully bless you and keep you this day. I pray this is an encouragement and a blessing to you. God bless you all, and thank you for being with us. Thank you so much for being with us today on the Five Stone Podcast. This is BJ Stagner. Let me encourage you to subscribe to our podcast and follow us each week for new and exciting messages.